Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Barry Cinnamon, CEO for Westinghouse Solar. The company trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is WEST, formerly known as Aquina Solar, and they are a manufacturer and distributor of solar panel systems. Thanks for joining us today, Barry.
Oh, you're welcome, Juan. I'm looking forward to it.
Certainly, anytime. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Westinghouse Solar for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
Sure. Westinghouse Solar is a transition from a company that we founded 10 years ago called Aquina Solar. We started in the solar business in 2001 and developed some very good solar installation technology. As we continued to grow as an installer, it became apparent that there was tremendous value with this patented installation technology. And interestingly, the Westinghouse Electric Corporation approached us a few years ago and said, gee, we'd like to get into the solar business, and the way we would like to get into the solar business is to partner with a company that has good distribution and good technology around solar, and they picked us. It took about a year and a half to negotiate a deal with them. We finally completed that earlier this year, and are transitioning the company to Westinghouse Solar, renaming the company as Westinghouse Solar, and focusing on manufacturing and distributing a proprietary kind of solar panel that has all of the racking, wiring, grounding, and inverters built into the solar panel itself, so that that reduces installation costs and improves performance.
Well, great. And so, yeah, talk to us about the latest patent for your integrated solar patent panels.
Well, this is something that we started working on back in 2002 as an installer. And the solar industry kind of started as a cottage business where you had lots of companies providing lots of parts. And in order to install a system on a rooftop, which is where most solar is ultimately going to be installed, you need to aggregate a lot of metal pieces that provide the racking. You need to do a lot of wiring on the rooftop, and you need to do a lot of electrical connections. And what we did back in 2002 and 2003 is came up with some interesting ways to combine all that. We filed for our first patent covering that in 2004, and now we're just in a mode where, you know, all of these patents that we applied for in 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, are all starting to come out. So the news yesterday really relates to the second patent that we received covering this proprietary technology. And, you know, we're very excited about it because the industry is realizing that although you can reduce the costs of the solar cells themselves, and lots of big companies around the world are making these solar cells a lot cheaper, you still depend on contractors getting all the parts, putting them in a truck, carrying them up to a roof, and doing all that rooftop assembly. And our proprietary technology just makes that a lot faster, a lot easier, a lot safer, and a lot more reliable. So this recent release that we sent out yesterday talks about a few of the specifics of this latest patent, number 7832157.
Well, great. And so talk to us, what are some of the specific factors that you'd say makes Westinghouse unique from some of your competitors and some of the other players in the sector?
Well, there's three things that we like to talk about, Juan. And you know, I talked a lot about the technology that we have that makes solar easier to install. And that technology has done a really good thing. It's brought distribution partners to us, literally knocking on our door. The Lowe's Home Improvement store chain, which is the second biggest hardware store chain in the world, approached us and said, we really like your integrated, easy-to-install solar panels, and we'd like to begin to sell those through the Lowe's Home Improvement stores, and that's something that we began last year. The Lennox HVAC company. I think it's one of the biggest manufacturers of air conditioners and heat pumps, realized that combining solar with a heat pump is a really natural thing. They kind of went out there, searched for technology, and said, hey, this integrated technology that Westinghouse has is good. As I mentioned earlier, the Westinghouse Electric Corporation itself contacted us because they saw the potential for this technology. So the three things that really distinguish us are proprietary technology that makes installations easier, good distribution through distribution partners, including over 100 dealers around the country, and with the Westinghouse brand attached to that, it really becomes a terrific combination, because a homeowner can see the interesting product in the Lowe's store, they can see it's being sold by Lennox, they see the Westinghouse name, which they trust, and that, we believe, is an absolute terrific combination, especially as the solar cells themselves become cheaper and cheaper and more of a commodity. Customers, whether it's a commercial or residential customer, is going to say, hey, I can't tell the difference among these things, but these Westinghouse products are differentiated, better, they're being sold widely, and they carry the Westinghouse name, and those three technology, distribution, and branding factors really differentiate us compared to, you know, a dozen other manufacturers of solar panels.
Certainly, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Barry, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team there.
Sure. I'm one of those old-time solar pioneers. I started working in the solar industry back in college. I actually did my bachelor's thesis at MIT on the design of a solar thermal collector, and this was back in 79 and 80. And the solar industry went through an early boom in the late 70s, early 80s, when oil prices went up and tax credits kicked in. But what happened to the industry is oil prices, fuel prices went down. Everybody kind of forgot about cheaper way of generating power. And certainly, as you can see, what's happened over the last 10 years or so is the realization that there's a limitation of fossil fuels is there, and solar's really come back with a vengeance. The most important reason for which is that as the costs of solar installations have come down, it actually becomes competitive, cost-effective, cheaper to generate electricity on your rooftop to buy it from the utility. So that's kind of how we got started, and I was able to use my background as an engineer combined with my business background to build the company around these three technology, distribution, and branding dimensions. Over the past 3 or 4 years, we've added substantially to our management team with individuals such as our president, Gary Efron, who used to be the CFO at Knight Ridder, a very big newspaper company. Jeff Keel, who is our executive vice president of sales and marketing, also comes from a publishing background. And Margaret Rendazzo, who's our CFO, who's operated effectively as a CFO at a number of divisions of public companies. So the team is strong. We've got a really good stable of engineers who are kind of familiar with these installation problems. And as our costs come down and as the demand for solar keeps going up, you know, we believe that we're really well positioned as this industry continues to grow.
Well, great. And so what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Well, there's really two main things that we're focusing on. The first is revenue growth, and we're going through a little bit of a transition because the revenue that we had as an installer is dropping off. That's effectively faded away as the end of Q3. And we're focusing purely as a manufacturer and distributor. So we're focusing on that revenue growth, and we're expecting to see quarterly growth from Q3 to this Q4 of 40 to 50%. As a way to ensure that growth happens, we're continuing to work with channel partners. So we're signing up dealers. We're signing up more partners like companies like Lowe's and Lennox. And we're and we're focusing on reducing the incremental costs of our technology. So as the costs for this integrated technology come down, the value proposition to both homeowners, commercial building owners, and installers gets better and better. And you know, really at the end of the day, if we have the lowest cost solution, the best brand, the best technology, we believe it's a real winner in the solar industry.
Certainly. And as far as investors and the financial community, do you believe that the company's story, your message, and ultimately the company's full upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community and investors?
Well, we've gone through a big transition over the last quarter, and we realize that it's going to take a little bit of time, and we're in the middle of this new message rollout process. So what I was talking about on the phone here, what's really happening behind the scenes here, I don't believe is fully understood by the investor community. We're starting to deploy kind of traditional consumer commercial technology branding approaches to the solar industry, which is really more of a commodity industry. And you know, that's a little bit new and a little bit different. And that's combined and happening at the same time that we're focusing 100% on manufacturing and distribution. So I really welcome the opportunity to talk to you, Juan, and get the message out there and let people know that, you know, a name that they've known and trust, Westinghouse, for, you know, almost 130 years, is now in the solar business and leveraging some great technology and great distribution. And, you know, we're looking forward to some really good sales growth in the, you know, over the next 12 to 24 months as we sign up more partners and as our costs come down.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us today is Barry Cinnamon, CEO of Westinghouse Solar. The company trades NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is WEST. Currently trading at 45 cents a share. The market cap is north of 20 million. And we were just discussing the company's latest patent for solar panels, as well as some of the trends in the sector. And so before we conclude, Barry, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider Westinghouse Solar, WEST, as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, there's one thing that they have to understand, and that's that rooftop solar energy systems are cost-effective today and made even more cost-effective with some incentives that are out there. So you kind of look around and say, you know, what are we going to use to power our lights and computers? What are we going to use to create electricity for our electric vehicles? There's no doubt in my mind that solar is one of the best solutions. It's not going to be 100%, but, you know, even if it's 10 or 20%, that's an enormous number of kilowatt hours. So the market's there. You've got other countries around the world that are just going crazy with solar, and the U.S. is the biggest market in the world, so when the U.S. kicks in, there's going to be a lot of domestic demand. And as that demand begins to develop and as people say, yeah, I want to get a system on the roof of my building or my house, what are they going to look for? They're going to look for a brand, and they're going to look for technology, and they're going to look for a good distribution to get the product. And those are the three things that we're really focusing on here at Westinghouse Solar.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track your company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Barry, and update our investors on Westinghouse Solar.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Juan.